think I moved to the area 2010, and then that was nearest to children's center, and then I was working as a midwife in the area as well, so that's first time. I was pregnant at that time too. Then I went to antenatal class. That was my first time I went in the building.
I grew up not too far from Maxilla. My first son was born in 2001, so before he was actually 1 year old, we used to go to the drop-in.
There are two entrances, one there, no? So then I was using the one next to left side to the bike works. And then I remember thinking, is it the right place? You know, because it didn't feel like children's center nursery type of.
Walking around the side of it up towards, there's an alley, you know, down near Cambridge Gardens. You can see the garden. So I was very intrigued actually to want to go inside and have a look. I believe there was a drop-in back then still. So you'd come in the main entrance and you'd do a left through the little doors, which is, you know, which was the children's centre with the little kitchen. So he used to go and play in there, and they had midwife, you know, health visitor, things like that.
Denise.
And then, yeah, then he went into the main nursery, which was lovely. It was nice for him. He really enjoyed it. Yeah, I found it really helpful to be able to not have to travel from, you know, our home all the way up to St Mary's
Waiting
for,
and
you know, for your hospital appointment. You could just, even without having an appointment, you could go in and she'd just let you listen to the baby's heartbeats,
and she's
and check you
really
over.
welcoming, isn't she? And it's so nice. She knows you, and then when you come back, you can talk about how things are going.
Definitely.
For my antenatal class, I booked with Laura in the same place. I booked with Laura as well, but I missed it. I had a baby before, but so that, and then, yeah. So I had a kind of mix as my work, and then as a pregnant mother, I had a both same timing. I went to baby massage with Alexia, and then dropping later on. When I was looking for childminder for Leo, I went to childminder's drop-in to check who is a good childminder. And then Maxia helped me to how to find the childcare when, you know, how I can see where childminders go or.
With Alfie, well, we used to take Max to nursery, drop him off to nursery, and then I think it was Tuesdays and Fridays, if I remember rightly. We used to be able to, you know, drop Max off to nursery, and then go. You wouldn't even have to come out of the building at that stage. You just go straight through into the children's centre part. Again, there was a little kitchen there, so you could, you know, make a cup of tea. And your child was able to just, you know, play, and you can get involved, play with them. Messy play was great.
It felt somehow, I don't know, things are two way. It's not only I'm getting some service, I'm giving something. It was, you know, two way.
I feel the same. Over the years, I've done a few courses in Maxilla. I was a governor at Maxilla for 2 years. Trying to think back what years they were now. But yeah, it was nice to be able to, like you said, give back as well as, you know, not feel like you're just taking, you know.
It feels not like business that I pay, so you give me something. It's really very much, you know, whatever you can do, you do, and then whatever they can do, they give. Except for nursery school, it was very much very organized, and I was shocked almost, you know, because compared to children's center, I felt like because when you go to drop-in, parents help with dishing out the fruits and everything is not, you know, it's part of it, isn't it? Now, because my boy's in school, primary school, I can see how much freedom I had in Maxilla, how much time I could spend
Absolutely.
With teacher just having, you know, just finding out how his day was. Now in primary school, if I really have, let's say that he didn't have good sleep, I have to write email almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't just go on and tell them because they have no time.
And, yeah. It's very different, isn't it?
Yeah,
the staff in Maxilla always had time.
Yeah, always.
And if they didn't,
yeah.
then they would have made time.
Mm-mm.
You know, they would have made sure.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's amazing. You know, for instance, I might grab, I don't know, Melanie or in somebody, and then whatever they are doing, if I'm stopping them, somebody else comes. And
yeah.
they, you know, it's it's very.
It's very different
to
teamwork. I loved how you drop your child off 9:15 and you could stay until 9:30.
For
15 minutes every morning,
mm-mm.
you can go into the classroom
mm-mm.
and, you know, see all of the activities that are laid out, take part in those activities,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
sit down at the tables, do your building with the children, or go outside in the garden, run around
mm-mm.
with them, and then they'd ring the big bell,
every morning
the child would have a turn to ring the bell.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And then the children just knew at that stage, when that bell rang,
mm-hmm.
it was time
to
go
yeah.
into their groups, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
you know, they'd say goodbye and they'd run off all happily
mm-hmm.
into their groups, and all the parents
yeah.
would leave.
Yeah.
So I really miss that now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in, you know, mainstream school. You don't get a chance to go into
yeah.
the classroom.
Yeah, it
or...
makes us so reassured to know the environment, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it was when the twins were there, they had the... It was then... like a wall of buttons and your photo, and you could record your voice and a message.
Yeah, yeah,
so if your child missed you,
they'd
run up to the wall and press their message and hear their message
nice.
For you, which was, well, for them, which
mm-hmm.
was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Now at the moment, we drop children at the door and then teacher receive, and then that's it. You know, if we could go in and help them put the jackets or things
mm-hmm.
like just, to, you know, even not in the classroom, that
I agree.
That'd be so nice.
Because obviously our children go to the same primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even allowed to go into the corridor to help them hang
mm-hmm.
up their jackets
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I walk around the corner, I look through the little window
yeah.
and I see his jacket being thrown on the floor, and I so want to go in there and, you know, tell him, pick it up and hang it up.
Yeah, well, maybe you were not there yet that time, but we went out once, night out, mother's night out in the, you know, Thai restaurant next year. And then what else did we do? I think it's quite a long time friendship happens, no? And then Ushra and then Carolina and then who else? It's somehow maybe similar background, a little bit older mothers, and then maybe no family in London. So really we need to stick to, you know, each other type of feeling. But that it doesn't feel like that in primary school.
Absolutely.
You know? And then... yeah, maybe it's how it's set, that we have a chance to play with children 9:15 to 9:30, and then we chat with other mom, and then maybe from then on we can have coffee for, you know, half an hour or something, and then so it was very sociable community.
I am well, again, Max almost 14 years ago
mm-hmm.
he went there
mm-hmm.
And he's still friends with you know, kids that he went to Maxilla with that went to separate primary schools but have joined up again in secondary school, and they remember, you know, we're both from Maxilla but they didn't go to the same primary school, so all them years apart, and then they, you know, they're still friends, and myself too, and I think it's nice that it's so diverse, and maybe not you wouldn't necessarily become, you know, friends or you know, really talk on a, you know, a daily basis to other people, but you, because of Maxilla, like you said, you drop your child off and then you go and have a cup of coffee in the next room, so you become friends, you know, with people that you probably, you know, maybe wouldn't have any to be able to relate to them which is really nice. So I'm still friends through that. In fact, Tracy, she's my twin's godparent, and I met her through Maxilla. Our older children went to nursery together, and so, you know, she's become someone very important to me, and vice versa. It's like you do meet family through Maxilla
too. I felt Maxilla was very much, I didn't have to look for friends, you know, I didn't have to see who I can get
on. It made everybody feel very comfortable,
isn't it? We felt disbelief and cheated in some way, that you can't stop that, you know. It was really,
I agree. I was gobsmacked, actually, as to It was an outstanding Ofsted
for rated. Children's centre and nursery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lots of mothers who never did any political activity before, they very strongly felt about it. So,
yeah, the petition, yeah, everyone, yeah, everybody got together to petition against it. A lot of meetings, the big banners. Do you remember the big banner on the green opposite outside the garden? There's a photo of that somewhere.
Yeah,
and they've got the children are holding Save Maxilla.
We went to town hall one day when Oshira had those scrutinizing whatsoever. But that really felt like cheating as well. So
they had the, is it closing ceremony, something like that, and they let all the balloons up.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't until we saw all of the balloons going up that you actually really realised that, oh my God, it's actually closing. I think it was the 13th or 14th of July.
Yeah, that is.
2015. We went into the children's centre, and all there was they used to have a library, a book library in one of the large cupboards, and the library was open, and there was just a dustpan and brush on the floor. We went upstairs to where we used to have our governor's meetings, which was in the staff room, wasn't it? There was just nothing there. It was so empty. Mm. You know, like when you go into a room and you can hear. What's been there before. You could feel I stood there for a minute and could almost picture all the children running around or underneath the stairs where they used to keep the little sand tray. I spent a lot of time in Maxilla over the years, really, really a lot of time. So it was very, very odd to see it. I've never seen it so empty, nothing on the walls, just nothing. There was nothing there at all other than a dustpan and brush on the floor. Part of me wishes I didn't see it because, you want to remember how things were magical.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I don't know. One word. Care. Oh, no, the, how do you call it? Network.